In the linebacker core for the Raiders from Bloom High School, number 19, Arion Ivy. From Tabor College, number 9, Elvin Turner. And from Bemidji State University, number 15, Gary Young Junior. Coaching staff for the Raiders includes Jeffrey Schitt, Pete Dietz, Pedro Trevino, Nick Aiello, Fulton Bell, Vinny Scocco, Chad Swenson, Mike Baldwin, Caleb Gwynn, Brian Erickson, Michael Kokat, Nick Quinn, and Austin Tenner. And the head coach of the Racine Raiders, it's a Hall of Fame player and Raider alum, Wilbert Kennedy. Fans, at this time we ask you to please stand and address the flag in the northeast corner of historic Horlick Athletic Field. And now, to honor our communities and country, the playing of our national anthem.
As we wait for the coin toss, our referee, Keith Turner, umpire, Josh Willis, Chris Borman is the line judge, Brian Thornberry is the side judge, Mike Edick, the field judge, Chris Barnes, the head linesman, and Maurice McLean will be the back judge tonight as the teams head out for the toss.
Now let's send it down to Keith Turner on the field for tonight's coin toss. Joining our referee Turner are our honorary captains tonight, the 2025 Raiders Hall of Fame inductees, Mark Connolly, Eric Feast, and Tom Leonard.
And just waiting for
Keith. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Okay, I'm Keith. It's Josh. Okay, wrestler crew. Okay, we're here to do the best job we possibly can. Let's play football. Everybody got to get up, go to work next day. All right, keep it clean. Andy, you're the visitors. There's a head and a tails. There's a heads and a tails. Tom is going to do toss there. What's your call? Tails is his call. It is a heads. Raiders defer. All right. Want to receive? Which way you want to kick it? Okay. Okay. Bice over here. Raiders over here. Raiders won the toss. Deferred the choice to the second half. They'll be kicking south.
All right, there you heard it. The Indy Bison offense will be out there first, and we already went through their offensive starters as Dan Pfeiffer gave that to you. But this is a very efficient offense with the Indy Bison. Kieran completing only 56% of his passes, but 13 TDs and just one interception, Evan, and multiple receivers with hundreds of yards of receiving, including Jalen Crenshaw, 259 yards through the air, four TDs. Dan Rixey was very good at the University of St. Francis, 212 yards and three TDs. Cameron Jackson only has three catches, but two of them have gone for touchdowns this season. And then Rodney Sutton on the PFA website, they had him with, I think, 90 catches for 4,000 yards or something. Something was messed up there.
342 catches for 96
there we go.
Yards.
Thank you. Kicking off for Racine will be Brady Wodak. And back deep for the Bison, they have Cameron Jackson back there as well as Jalen Crenshaw. Double numbers in college football, so hoping we got those right for you. They have a lot of double numbers on this Indy Bison team. I think on defense, they only had two players over, like, number 25 or something along those lines. So
trying to keep us in our stats, guy, on our toes.
Yes. So Wodak's about ready to kick it off. See if the Raiders can start another winning streak after their franchise record 31-gamer was stopped a week ago in Detroit. And here's Wodak's kick, a line drive kick that's going to go into the end zone with the wind at his back. And it's going to come out to the 25, and that's where the Indy Bison, unbeaten on the season, will start with the football.
Yeah, it's interesting the Raiders took the wind to their back in the first quarter, but I guess it just kind of potentially neutralized the Bison passing game a little bit. The wind's pretty strong coming out of the north to the south, and they'd be throwing into the wind to open this game.
So first and 10 for the Indy Bison and Heron. He'll have Bridges in the backfield with him. They usually use a tight end. That's Terrence Booker Jr., 9 catches, 77 yards, and a TD on the season for him as they're taking a long time in their white jerseys. Blue numbers outlined in red as they break out, and they are going to send a big man out to the left side. And somebody that we don't actually have on our roster out on the left side, and they're going to use him to block on a screen pass to Jackson, and it picks him up about 4 yards. They'll mark it to the 29-yard line, and it'll bring up a second down and 6.
Yeah, they had only kind of, like we'd see in Arena League, the three interior linemen. They put the other two out wide. Ultimately, you just need to have them on the line of scrimmage, and they can line up pretty much anywhere.
Trying to be a little creative with their lineup here. Bridges in the backfield. They fake the handoff to Bridges. Heron rolling out to his right, being chased, throws it up, looking for Rixey, throws it too long for Rixey. Danowski in the area, and they'll bring up a third down and 6 for Indy.
Yeah, the problem is where you only have the three interior linemen, you got to definitely make sure you move a little bit, and he's not able to find a receiver on the move, and not really anyone going down the field to try to stretch out this defense in that situation.
Just underway, about 30 seconds gone here in our opening quarter. Opening drive of the game. Indy Bison have been scoring a bunch as they start out this season 5-0. They'll now go with three receivers off to the left side, tight end on the right side of the formation, and Bridges behind Heron. Heron working out of the pistol. Takes a snap, bobbles it. Flag comes out. Heron with time. Pocket breaks down. Beam pursued by Hagans and Lemke. He's going to take off down the near sideline. Step out of bounds at the 42-yard line. But we'll have to see what the flag is. It's a pickup of 13, but likely coming back.
My guess is illegal man downfield because somebody was covered and went down the field is my guess.
And we'll hear from Keith Turner in just a moment here.
Better illegal formation. Not enough men on the line of scrimmage.
Substitutions on the defense, and they're moving them back, so it will be a 5-yard penalty against the Bison as Keith is having a little bit of a problem with his transmitter for his microphone. Josh Willis, former Raider, helping him out with it.
Illegal formation. Offense. 5-yard penalty. Still third down.
It was either not enough men on the line of scrimmage or somebody covered.
Third and 11 now as the Raiders bring in some extra speed and an extra DB. They have Savarino actually playing an outside linebacker position. Normally a safety for the Raiders. Heron with Bridges to his left, three receivers to the right. He's looking that way, and Hagans tipped the ball and right into the breadbasket of Gary Young, and it slips through. But Hagans got a tip, and Young does the push-ups. Oh, should have been a big turnover there for this Raiders defense. And that's one of the things. We're talking about the offense for the Raiders struggling, but the defense hasn't made plays like that this year that they have the last 2 years.
And that would have been a field-tilting play as you would have had the ball well in your well in Bison territory, and you had great start and field position, but now you got to hope for a nice return by one of the two returners back deep.
Well, Heron only has a long of 25 yards on the season, averaging 14 yards a punt, so the Raiders might be back a little too deep here for Heron. They don't put any pressure on. It's going to be a line drive kick, and it will get downed inside the Raiders 35 at their 34-yard line. That'll be a 42-yard punt, which nearly equals the yardage of, it does equal the yardage of all three of his punts up to this point. And that's one thing we saw last week, Evan, and Coach Kennedy does not like putting pressure on punts, but now that we've gone to NCAA rules, the punter can hold it forever. People can run downfield, and there's no illegal person downfield on those plays, and the Raiders might have to rethink their philosophy a little bit on punts.
Yeah, and you also with Heron, you want to be careful for sending pressure, too, because being the quarterback, he could always tuck in and run or throw a ball. Didn't have to necessarily worry about in this situation, but something to keep an eye on later in the game.
Raiders are empty in the backfield. They had success against the Ravens last week at the end of the first half with an empty backfield. They're giving Locke that opportunity here, firing across the field, looking for Payne, and that is knocked away by their middle linebacker, Noah Ponce, out of Marion University, his first pass defense.
Yeah, got a little bit of pressure there in his face as he threw the football, and as you mentioned, they had some success going wide last week. Interesting to start going wide to start this game and see if they can get the offense flowing right away.
13:55 to play in the first quarter. Raiders' first possession after stopping the Bison on a three and out. Looking to the left side, throwing left side. Caught by Jayshon Foster. His first catch of the season up to the 43-yard line. They'll pick up 9. It'll bring up a third down and 1 for Racine.
And at 6'6", he's a wide receiver you want to look for. He's going to have a mismatch pretty much anywhere on the field at all times. So he's definitely one you want to get that ball to.
10 catches, 155 yards, 5 TDs last year. Again, 3 receivers to the right, 2 to the left for Locke working out of the shotgun. Locke completing 56% of his passes, 3 touchdowns, 4 interceptions this year. Locke, quick pass for Payne. Payne makes the catch, taken out of bounds at midfield. It'll be a pickup of 8 into Bison territory at their 49 as the Raiders move the chains.
Yeah, good catch and run there by Payne, but Emil's got to be careful there. Him and one of the D linemen for the Bison are kind of getting some pushing and shoving going. You don't want to cost your team 15 yards after, and Payne slipping off the field.
Yeah, Payne coming off, hobbling. hopefully just maybe a cramp as the training staff take a look at him, and he slams his helmet to the turf. Checking in for Racine is Ian Gaines, who's had a nice season. 5 catches, 61 yards. Locke looks left, now right. Has Rico Flores wide open, pulls it in at the 40. Down the near sideline, pushed out of bounds at the 27-yard line, a 22-yard pickup, and we have a flag down, and it looks like it's coming back.
Yep, going to be on the Raiders. Likely a hold.
After the play was over.
Well, if it's after the play, that's good news.
If it's after the play counts.
After the play was over, we have unsportsmanlike conduct, number 69, Black. You have a 15-yard penalty from the end of the play.
So it was at the 27. It'll push it back to the 42, so it'll end up
still. We have a 15-yard penalty from the spot of the foul.
No, from the spot of the foul. Well, which...
No, it's from the end of the run. It shouldn't be from the spot of the foul. It's from the end of the play. 15 yards from the end of the play is how it should be.
They're going to talk about it as you get the view over Wilbert Kennedy's right shoulder. Great shot there for us by Owen Andresen, our camera person down on the sidelines. Appreciate him joining us here.
They have
on
the ball
our pro night.
Right. That's where the ball should be right now. It shouldn't be from the spot of the foul. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, I just mentioned Nimmo, the play before, getting into it a little bit, and now he gets flagged for a 15-yard penalty. Got to keep his head.
So they have it marked at the 42. They're still discussing as both teams line up here. And now we'll hear from Keith Turner.
Yeah,
again.
It'd be 15-yard penalty at the end of the play. It'll still be first down, Raiders.
First and 10 for the Raiders.
So I don't know that it should have been first down, though. Well, I guess it was a dead ball, so yeah. So first and 10. That makes sense. Three receivers left, two to the right for Locke. Locke looking middle of the field, throwing, and can't come up with it is Woodland, and he may have heard some footsteps as there was a defender right there, and that was the safety Marcus Richardson, who does have a couple of picks and three TD this season.
Was a little bit on, he should have been caught, but was a little on the high side, but definitely should have been caught.
12:49 to play in our opening quarter. Raiders with a decent drive, but again, penalties, Evan, that's been another thing. They get a good play, and then boom, they're pushed back because of a mental penalty. They'll have two backs in the backfield now for the first time. Benko behind Locke. Benko takes the handoff, has a bit of a lane, bowls over three, four white jerseys down to the 37-yard line, picks up five, and it'll make it a third and five for Racine.
Nice run there by Benko. Nice job by the right side of the offensive line getting him a hold there, and they make it a third and manageable here and kind of in no man's land here. Likely go for it on fourth if they don't convert.
They do have the wind at their backs. Wodak did just kick a long of 41 yards a couple of weeks ago. Three receivers to the left, tight end on the right side of the line. Benko standing to the right of Locke. They may have gotten the Bison to jump. A flag comes out, free play, and it's going to be intercepted. Picked off. Looks like it's Trey Tunstall that has the interception, but it was a free play, and he just stepped in front of Woodland on that one.
On the field.
Offsides. Defense.
So free 5 yards, and that will put Racine close to a first down here.
Yeah, Locke is not a great throw there by Locke.
5 yard penalty, still third down.
So it'll be a third down and a yard here.
So it's a third and a long five.
Yes, third and a long five. Just under 12 minutes to play in our opening quarter. As the Bison run a player off, they do get him off in time. Three receivers to the right again. Benko to the right of Locke. Now he moves him to his left side. Dylan Flores, a tight end on the left side of the line. Hand off to Benko on the counter off right tackle. Lane, the 20. Benko cuts it in at the 15, and he'll be taken down at the 13-yard line by Marcus Richardson. Picks up 19 and a first down for Racine as we take a look at it on the Educators Credit Union replay.
Great job by the offensive line there on the right side. They open up a huge hole, 78. Javier just brought his guy down, giving him that corner, and Benko did the rest. Now the Raiders are in the red zone, so now they're in the – see if they can get a score here.
The Anton Painting red zone, as there's a lot of confusion. Make sure you contact Anton Painting and Decorating whether – you need just a little bit of a refresh or a big job done as well. Locke throwing middle of the field. Dylan Flores makes the catch. The ball is stripped away. It's loose, and there's going to be a pile for the Bison. It was Trey Cordova who came in and ripped it out, and it looks like the initial signal might be Bison football. It is. They will have it. First and 10 at the Racine, at their own 3-yard line, and again, this offense just keeps shooting themselves in the foot this season.
The red zone strikes again for the Raiders. Great time, great route. Just needs to do a better job of securing the football. Nice strip, but just got to do a better job of securing the football. And everyone knew who recovered it right away. The Raiders defense started coming on the field even before anything was signaled.
So again, Racine with a nice drive. And they end up not being able to capitalize. That has been the story of the season thus far. Heron has Bridges behind them as they both stand in the red end zone here at historic Horlick Athletic Field. Two receivers to the right, one off to the left side. H-back on the right side of the formation for Heron. Crowd getting rowdy. Heron takes, gives to Bridges. Bridges' little spin move. Alvin Turner, Armani Goodwin combine. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. It'll be a second down and 10.
Nice job by the interior of the Raiders to make that stop there. They were not going to give up a big play here from the Bison. You want to try to keep them from gaining any yards here, so they're punting from their own end zone, and you're going to get pretty good field position out of it if you do.
10:40 and counting to play in our opening quarter. No score between the unbeaten Indy Bison and the 4-1 Racine Raiders in Players Football Association action. Heron with Bridges standing to his left. They're both in the end zone. Two receivers left, one off to the right. Heron hands extended. Takes, fakes to Bridges, looking to pass, and throws into the flat. Nobody there. Both his receivers were going down the field. Heron was expecting one of them to cut it off and go to the Raiders' sideline. They didn't. It'll bring up a 3rd and 10.
Yeah, Crenshaw and Jackson said something to each other before the play. I don't know if they were saying, hey, I'm going deep, you go flat, and they just miscommunicated there, and they both ran the same route. Somebody had to run the flat route there, and nobody decided to.
As they ask to run the clock here.
Run the clock.
Three receivers to the right, two to the left as they empty the backfield. Heron standing in his own end zone. Heron. He's just going to run with it to try and buy some space. Gets away from Elvin Turner playing with the club on that broken hand, but he'll only pick up a couple of yards. They'll give him credit to the 7 forward progress. It'll bring up a 4th and 7, and they're going to send out the punting unit here.
Yeah, the good thing you did there for the Bisons is the punter here and us for the quarterback's not going to be punting with his heels on the out-of-bounds line. It gives them a little bit of room to try to punt this football, and that's really all they're looking for in that situation, and we don't want to have to punt the ball from back here.
Sean,
too many bad things can happen.
Sean White back deep. Jaquez Woodland standing at the 30-yard line. Again, Heron coming in had only averaged 14 yards a punt. He had 42 yards punting all season, got 42 on his first punt into the wind because He just held it. The Raiders didn't rush anybody, and they do a little bit this time here in a line drive kick. It just dies, and it will still take a Bison bounce to the 39-yard line. Ends up being a 32-yard punt, and it'll be first and 10 Racine, and the offense has a short field, Evan. Defense couldn't give it to them with the turnover on the first drive, but they get it here following the fumble and recovery by the Bison. See if this helps to the offense to start to get on track here this season.
Yeah, they got to find something to get them on track, and you're hoping this is what does get them on track. And got to mention on that punt, Manley 37 needs to be a little more field aware. That ball was bounced right into him. He wasn't really paying attention to where the ball was.
Coach Kennedy talking to Stephon Chapman on the sideline, and more of a newcomer to the Raiders here. Two receivers each way. Benko to the right of Locke. Benko doesn't get the handoff. Locke under pressure escapes. Locke looking, throwing, finds Dylan Flores, makes the catch inside the 25, down to the 24-yard line. Picks up 15 and a first down for Racine.
And that's where you're showing Dylan Flores that, hey, we trust you, man. That's not like you to put the ball on the turf like that. So we're going to go to you on the first play of the next drive, and you're going to make something happen there. And he had a nice catch and run there to bring up first and 10 just outside the red zone.
Rico Flores and Woodland off to the left. Dylan Flores and Bibby Davis to the right for Locke. Locke fakes a handoff, throws to Bibby Davis on the screen, and nowhere to go for Davis. He will move forward for a yard to the 23-yard line, brings up second and 9 for Racine.
Yeah, what you wanted to see Bibby Davis do there is more take it outside more than try to cut it back inside. He ran inside where everybody was. If he would have went outside, maybe he has a chance to get a couple more than just the yard.
Bibby Davis nearly doubled his catches and yards last week against the Detroit Ravens. Benko standing behind Locke, who's working out of the pistol. Hand off Benko. Benko, big lane, and Benko will have close to enough for the first down. Right down to the 15, they say. He'll be about half a yard short on the pickup of 9, and it'll be a 3rd and 1 for Racine as they hurry up and go to the line, and that may result in a timeout by the Bison, who didn't have the right personnel out there for that situation. And Terry Moore, their head coach, does take their first timeout, and we will step away as well for the first time. Nearly the midway point of the first quarter. No score. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkel, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Raiders with a 3rd and 1 from the 15-yard line coming out of the first timeout by the Bison. Two receivers to the left, one off to the right, tight end on the right side of the line. Locke takes, gives to Benko. Benko cuts it outside to the left side, gets the first down inside the 10, still on his feet, down to the 5-yard line, picks up 10, and it'll be a first and goal for Racine.
Yeah, I want to go back to the run that made it 3rd and 1 is Carey and Zimmerman did a great job kicking guy out and in and for a big gain. And that time, Benko did a great job cutting out, and Zimmerman did a great job finishing his block there. Didn't quite get the pancake, but did drive him toward the Bison sideline to help him get to the sideline for the next play.
Racine in the Anton Painting red zone yet again. See if they can capitalize this time. Handoff, Howard Triplett. Triplett powers through a block. Touchdown, Raiders. Triplett from 5 yards out puts Racine on the board first. 6-0 with 7:16 to play in the first quarter.
Another great job up front blocking by Zimmerman, Nelson, and Immo. And Triplett found the hole and kept those feet moving and made sure he was getting in there. If you want to get a touchdown here in the red zone, I guess give it to Triplett. Good rushing touchdown of the year.
Good job by the Raiders. They're able to finally capitalize on one of those red zone trips, Evan.
Wodak in for the extra point here. Kick yeah. is up, and it is through, and it's going to be 7-0 Raiders.
We're going to step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Well, they set up for the kickoff. Why don't we send it down to Tyler Sorensen for an interview here? Oh, we don't have him yet. All right. We will
try again later.
Yep. Try again in a minute. Wodak will tee it up. All right. After the kick, Todd tells me. The Bison back up into the end zone now to return this kick after seeing the leg of Wodak and the pretty strong breeze behind him as he approaches and launches it. And this will go a couple of yards into the end zone, and they are indeed going to take it out. That'll be Jackson. Jackson across the 15 cuts it in at the 20, and that's all he'll get up to the 21 officially, first and 10 for the Indy Bison there.
Danowski, as usual, one of the first people there to get that tackle, and other guys join him on it. And Danowski and Revolinski, two guys that are great when it comes to special teams tackles.
We're going to send it to the sideline, Tyler Sorensen.
All right, so I'm here with Howard Triplett. Howard, how does it feel to be back in the end zone this year?
Man, it feels good, man. You know, first game we got in the end zone, but not right now, right there smelling blood in the red zone, and I stuck my nose in it, man.
And then obviously the rushing attack working very good for you guys so far. Obviously going to keep on doing it. What's going to be your goal to success this game?
Oh, man, running hard and trusting my offensive line.
All righty. Thank you, guys. Back to you guys in the booth.
Thank you, Tyler, down on the sideline. Tyler also does our Raider recaps every week. Two receivers to the left, one off to the right for here, and he hands this one off to Bridges. Bridges, nowhere to go. Tried the middle, breaks it outside. Nico Lemke, Gary Young Jr. waiting for him there. It's going to be a loss of a yard and a second and 11.
Nico did a great job beating his man, got his arms on the ball carrier, held him up high until Gary Young could go assist them there, and great job by the two of them getting the ball carrier down.
Second and 10 for the Bison. Second and 11 here for the Indy Bison. 6.5 minutes to play in our first quarter. Two receivers each way for Heron. Bridges to his right. Heron looks over the defense. He looks set. Check that. That is now Williamson that's in the backfield. Heron looking to pass. Pressure comes, and Heron is able to get away. Heron is running towards the far sideline, and he'll pick up a couple of yards before being chased out of bounds by Arion Ivy, and they will mark him out at the 24-yard line. It'll be a 3rd and 7 on the pickup of 4.
Hagan's doing some push-ups for not finishing that sack, and both Hagan's and Lemke got back there quite in a hurry, and Trey Taylor out at left tackle now, and Lemke was just able to turn that corner on Taylor pretty quickly.
Two receivers to the left, one or both, actually two off to each side. Booker, the tight end, in the slot on the left side. Williamson to the right of Heron. As you take a look inside, for those of you on our video stream, Heron under immediate pressure, able to dump it off to Williamson. Williamson with the catch, and he's going to be taken down immediately by Corey Dalton. He'll get up to the 29-yard line, picks up 5, and brings up a 4th down and 2 for the Bison. And this is where, if they wanted to be, could be tricky with Heron being their quarterback and punter, Evan.
Yeah, and Heron looked a little shaken off after that hit he took on that play. He was a little bit slow getting up. But he is going to stay out there for that punt or maybe fake punt attempt. But he looks like he's hurt, quite a bit of pain right now.
Yeah, bending over. Yeah, bending at the waist. 5:15 to play here in our opening quarter. They'll have two gunners on each side, three protectors for Heron, just three at the middle of the line. Raiders do bring a little pressure now. Line drive kick. Dalton goes back on it. Makes a catch at the 35. Momentum brings him back to the 30 at the far number. Spins around. Finds a lane down the far sideline across midfield and steps out of bounds at the 47-yard line of the Indy Bison. So the Raiders will be starting in Bison territory for their second straight drive. They're able to get in the end zone on the last one. See if they can replicate that effort this time.
Corey Dalton showing just how dangerous he is. It didn't look like he was going to get anything there, and he's able to do just enough to make a couple guys miss and gets a really good, nice return to get a ball back past the 50.
Under 5 minutes to play here in our first quarter. Racine with a 7-0 lead on a 5-yard touchdown run by Howard Triplett, his third TD run of the season. Trips off to the right side for Locke. Benko to his right. Flores, the tight end, on the left side of the formation. Hand off to Benko. Benko goes off of left guard and not much room. But then he moves the pile with the help of Javier Ferrasquia. And they get all the way down to the Bison 42-yard line, a pickup of 5, and it'll bring up second down and 5.
Fortunately, you're going to have to get a new left guard out there. Zimmerman has to come out for a play as his helmet came off. His helmet got taken off of him. That was awfully close to being hands to the face.
Dale Burgess will check in for Zimmerman. As you can tell, he's frustrated that he has to come off when there was no fault of his own.
And that's how this is different than years past with college rules. The helmet comes off, you got to take yourself out to play and then come off the field for a play.
Woodland off to the left, twin receivers to the right. Rico Flores, the H-back, on the right side of the formation for Locke with Benko behind Locke. Benko takes a snap, flag comes out immediately, and Benko doesn't get anything back to the line of scrimmage, but we'll have to see what the flag is here. As we hear from Keith Turner.
Illegal formation, offense, 5-yard penalty, replay 2.
Now the Bison get hit with that on their first possession, and now the Raiders get the illegal formation. Too many guys on the backfield.
So it'd be a second down and 10 for Racine now as the clock winds with 3:50 to play here in the first quarter. Our next opportunity, we will get you our active body fitness trivia question as well. Bibby Davis off to the left side. Jack has Woodland over to the right for Locke. Locke will have Benko to his left. Rico Flores, the H-back, on the right side of the line. Locke scanning. Locke has time. Pocket breaking down. Locke in trouble. Steps up. Flag comes out. Locke goes running. He'll go out of bounds at the 36, but it's going to probably come back as there's a lot of jawing taking place. And Zimmerman got into it with Brown, and I think Brown is going to get a dead ball and sportsmanlike conduct penalty here. So it'll result in 5 free yards for Racine when you take away the likely hold here.
Yeah, they're both resulting in Zimmerman and Brown. One's likely a hold on Zimmerman, and then you got the dead ball foul on Brown.
Okay, there are 2 fouls on a play. Okay, during the play, we have illegal use of hands, hands to the face, number 93, White. After the play was over, we have unsportsmanlike conduct, number 93, White. Both penalties will be assessed. It'll be first down.
Yeah, both penalties are assessed because the unsportsmanlike conduct was a dead ball foul. So that's why the Raiders get the extra penalty yards here on this one.
And if you're watching the stream, the blonde in the old white jersey that you saw that on our screen, that was Mama Zim that was applauding there. So good catch by our camera crew on that one, as that results in those 20 yards, as Evan says, and a first and 10 for Racine with 3:17 to play here in the first quarter. They lead 7-0. And, well, we saw that Zimmer, we just talked about how Zimmerman lost his helmet and it was taken off. And then again, illegal use of the hands. The officials were paying attention to that.
After the play was over, dead ball foul, unsportsmanlike conduct, number 93.
25 yards worth of penalty there. But one thing, tip your hat to Zimmerman there, because Brown was trying his hardest to bait Zimmerman into doing something to draw the flag, and he just, nope, not going to do it, not going to do it, and Brown's the one that drew the flag. Big boy, too. 6'6", 420 is what he's listed at.
And first and 10 for Racine from the 14-yard line, and now the officials need a timeout because the chain gang...
broke the chain.
Oh, yeah, they broke it over there. Got a little aggressive with the sticks. MMA style over on the far sideline with that, with the sticks. Gotta treat those more nicely.
Yeah.
No, they're taking part of it off. Cue the ambulance sound. Getting rid of that. They don't need that. That's just the little protective piece of it. Three receivers to the left, one off to the right. Actually, that's the tight end, Dylan Flores, just off the line on the right side. Benko takes the handoff. No, a fake. And Woodland on the screen, on the slant, touchdown, Raiders. Locked to Woodland for 14 yards, and Racine has a 13-zip lead with 2:47 to play in the first quarter.
Yeah, great play action fake there. He faked Don out, too. He faked the defense out, and Woodland did a great job on that slant, and Nick Nelson tries to celebrate and ends up going down to the ground. Going to have to pick on him a little bit about that later. Frequent guest, the Raider Roundup.
Wodak on for the extra point. Trying to make it a 14-zip lead here. And there's a little bit of movement. And we'll try it again.
Just 5 yards back. They're going to back it up. Nope. It's on the defense. It'll be half the distance to the goal. Wodak still in for the kick, gains on the hold. Got to make it 14-0 here, Raiders, with this extra point. The hold is down. The kick is up. It is through. And with 2:47 to go here in this first quarter, it's Racine 14 and the Bison nothing. We're going to step away for a break here and come back, see how the Bison offense handles this. This is Racine Raider football here at Horlick Athletic Field.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience, of beauty and commitment,
of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Our active body trivia question. What year did Bob Mielke begin the Racine Raiders Alumni Association? Of course, alumni night here at Historic Horlick Athletic Field. Exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. Thank you to Active Body Fitness, sponsoring our broadcast and the high school broadcast, as Wodak's kick is off and it's going to be hauled in by Crenshaw at the goal line. Crenshaw brings it out, gets to the Raiders sideline, and will be dragged down at the 20-yard line. Wyatt Savarino on the tackle for Racine. It'll be a first and 10 there for Indy Bison.
They run away from Danowski there, as he's usually the one always making the tackles, but Savarino there to bring down the ball carrier. Great tackle there by Severino.
2:40 to play in the first quarter. 14-zip the Racine lead. And the difference here tonight has been the offense, Evan, and also the short fields thus far.
And scoring in the red zone.
Scoring in the red zone.
Twice.
Twice.
2 out of 3, they've scored in the red zone.
And the other one, a fumble by Dylan Flores, recovered by the Indy Bison. Yeah, every drive Racine has been deep into Bison territory or scored. Montrez Heron in the pistol with a back to his right, as he has Bridges to his right, hands it off to Bridges. He tries to go off left tackle, meets Gary Young and Elvin Turner there, nowhere to go. And we're going to send it to the sideline to Tyler Sorensen with an interview.
All right, so I'm here with Jaquez Woodland, obviously getting the second touchdown of the day. What does it mean to get that second touchdown?
It actually means a lot because obviously our offense haven't been scoring the last couple games. So starting out good, starting out putting up 14 points in the first half is obviously a good step moving forward towards our offense. So we see the offense starting to move the ball more. So we're ready to see more of our offense today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you again, man. And back to you guys in the booth.
Thank you, Tyler. Talking to Jaquez Woodland, his first TD of the year, and went over 100 yards receiving with that catch. Three receivers to the right, one in motion. That's Crenshaw. Heron dumps it off to Bridges. Bridges slips a tackle at the 20-yard line, and then he is taken out of bounds after getting enough for the first down up to the 31-yard line, picks up 11, and the Indy Bison move the chains for the first time in the game.
Yeah, Saravino on another tackle there, and that was a good play there by the Bison as Lemke has been getting upfield with ease against his left tackle, Trey Taylor. So let's do a screen pass right where Lemke rushes from instead, and they got a really nice game. Their best offensive player of the game.
Twin receivers each way. Bridges will stand to the right or to the left of Heron as Heron works with two receivers to each side. 1:15 to go here in the opening quarter. 14-0 the Racine lead. Heron looking to pass. Heron going for a home run ball. Crenshaw has a step. But Chan Island catches up and is able to knock that one away from Crenshaw at the Racine 38-yard line at the numbers. And it'll bring up a second down and 10.
Schultz did a great job showing recovery speed there to break that pass up. Looked like it was going to be a big gain there by Crenshaw. And Schultz is like, nope, not on my side, buddy.
Brings up a second down and 10 from the 31-yard line for the Indy Bison as they went for the home run ball. It was there for a moment, but that also may be throwing into that wind right now. Evan may have knocked that ball down just enough. Three receivers just off the line, bunched to the right side. One receiver to the left for Heron with Bridges to his left as he works out of the pistol. Heron scanning, has time. Heron going for the long ball, trying to find Jackson. Savarino in coverage, and it falls incomplete, and will bring up a third and 10.
Yeah, trying to hit Crenshaw once again, this time more on the inside of the field, inside the numbers instead of outside the numbers, and same outcome, incomplete pass.
1:02 to go in the first quarter. Good size crowd here at historic Horlick Athletic Field. Most people we've seen on the opposite bleachers all season long. Good to get some weather where it's not like a 50-50 chance of rain, Evan. We have had that so much over the past year and a half. Keeping people away. Three receivers bunched just off the line again on the right side. Single coverage on the left. Cameron Jackson with Manley. Heron looking that way. Flag comes out. Heron's going to take off running, and he'll dive down as he crosses the 35 to the 38-yard line. Couple of linemen slow to get up for the Bison, and we'll wait to hear what the flag is. Yeah, it looks like I heard Dan Pfeiffer saying there's 12 out there, so they had 12 that participated in that play. And Heron still had to run for his life.
We have illegal participation, 12 men on black. It'll be a 15-yard penalty from the spot, first down.
Oh, and the rate, I counted 12 on the Bison out there as well.
Yeah, the illegal participation is a backbreaker. You stopped them short of the first down, forcing out of the fourth down, but because it's a 15-yarder, as it's illegal participation and not just too many men, you give the Bison a free first down.
Had to count that one up on the replay later. See if they also had 12, because when the flag was thrown and heard that, counted 12 out there for them as well. Heron, under immediate pressure, dumps it off on a screen for Bridges. He has room on the outside, and he'll be upended by Dalton as he gets to the first down marker at the 45 of Racine. Actually, a yard short, a gain of 9, second and 1.
Yeah, Bison's offense getting a little bit of positivity here, helped with the penalty. The Bison only had 8 points in the first half a week ago, but they were able to pull away from the Michigan Bills. And they're an offense that can score in bunches, and you don't want to give them this opportunity here with 15 seconds to go here in quarter number one.
Send Rixie off to the right side. He'll be in coverage with Dalton. Two receivers to the left. H-back on the right side of the formation for Heron. Bridges to his left off his left hip. Check that. That's Williamson, and they don't get time to get the play off. Is there a flag?
Yeah, there is.
Before the... Was it before the
right tackle jump before the horn?
Before the horn?
Yep. So we might have 1 second left.
Now, we will send it away because Dan didn't realize that there was a flag, so we'll send it away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders broadcast net, or a minute.
We asked people who said they've had
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Just had a bunch of t-shirts launched into the stands, and it looks like they picked up the flag. Must have determined that the clock had run out on the first quarter. So we start the second quarter, a second down and one for the Bison at the Racine 45-yard line.
Now with the wind at their back, so we'll see if they try to go vertical here.
Two receivers left, one to the right. Williamson to the right of Heron. Carter, the center out of College of DuPage, 6'1", 330 for the Bison. Heron fakes the handoff to Williamson, looking to pass, pulls it down as Arian Ivey got in his throwing lane and then dumps it off to the left side to Jackson. Jackson tries to cut it across field. Now he goes back out. He'll have the first down. Ronald Hagans all the way downfield at the Racine 37-yard line. Pickup of 8 on the play and a first down for the Bison.
You got to give Jordan Nowski some credit there, as Heron wanted originally to go deep there, and when he's trying to make some extra time to throw the ball, Danowski stays with the receiver deep down, standing in the end zone. I'm sure if Heron would have saw him, he would have took a shot there, but Danowski kept the coverage there.
Two receivers to the left, one off to the right. That's Rixie. Savarino, the safety, over on the near side of the field. Danowski, the safety, on the far side. Handoff goes to Williamson. Ball comes out. Picked up by Racine. Turnover. Raiders defense gets one. Coming up with that one for Racine was Cameron Hall.
Cameron Hall. We have an injured Bison, too. Lost his helmet on the play.
Take a look at the Educators Credit Union replay. See if we can see who knocked that one away from Williamson. And
Dundee.
The Wolf. The Wolf. Ow! Antonio Dundee says the Raiders defense gets a turnover. And Racine, the defense has been tough this season. One thing they haven't been able to do outside of the first couple of games of the year is get those turnovers. But here today, they get a big one to stop an Indy Bison drive. They will have it first and 10. Racine at their own 42-yard line, 14-16 to play here in the first half. Twin receivers each way for Locke. He has Rashawn Heron in the backfield. Fakes a handoff to Heron. Has time, throwing to Heron, coming out of the backfield, slips a tackle at the 47, but then taken down by the second white jersey that comes through after a pickup of 5, And it'll be a second down and 5 for Racine.
Yeah, nice initial spin move there from Heron, but not able to keep his balance and make it some additional yards. But that's the play that's been working for the Raiders this year, is hitting the back out of the backfield.
Look to be Javon Hunt Goldsmith that made the tackle out there. Foster off to the right side, two receivers to the left. Heron standing behind Locke. Heron takes the football. Heron running to the left side and gets his ankle grabbed. Can't get out of that tackle by Milton Smith. Will pick up 2 yards, and it'll be a third down and 3 for Racine at the 49-yard line, their own. As they go into a bit of a hurry up here, Heron behind Locke. Locke with the quick snap. Locke under pressure. Locke dancing around. Locke buying time. Locke going backwards, moving to his right, throwing downfield, and nearly intercepted, looking for Fitch, knocked away by Jabril George, and it'll bring up a fourth down for Racine. Ball at their own 49. First big decision for the Raiders here tonight.
Yeah, the fans wanted a flag there for too many men. There's a white jersey leaving the field just as the ball was being snapped, but guessing they said he got off the field in time before the snap.
Brady Wodak out there to punt. Wodak averaging 43 yards a punt this season, has landed just one inside the 20. Something he was masterful at a year ago, but he's been punting from deeper in his own territory often this year. Chaz Middlebrook, one of the returners, back deep. Punt is away. Fair catch is called for. It hits at the 24.
It hit a guy.
And it hit one of the Bison players, and that was the guy who just broke up the pass in George. But I think the officials are going to talk about whether he was intentionally pushed into it, and they will say it was Bison football.
It kind of tough call there, because the reason why the Raider player pushed to get the Bison is he was trying to get to the football, trying to go around him to get to the football to down it, and happened to push him into the football.
And Coach Kennedy is asking for Keith Turner to come talk to him. You don't see Coach Kennedy out at the numbers very often, but he would like an explanation on this one with 12:50 to play here in the first half.
They're discussing it further, too.
Yeah, they're having a further discussion here.
It's kind of one of those 50-50 situations. Like, yes, he pushed him, but I don't think he was trying to push him into the ball. I think he was trying to get around him.
And we're going to hear from Keith Turner here. I believe we're, as you see the side judge explaining to Coach Kennedy. And it is going to be first down for the Bison. So it'll be a punt of 29 yards officially, not inside the 20. First and 10 from their own 22 for the Bison, as Coach Kennedy,
I don't think he likes still, the explanation.
Yeah, he's still having a discussion with Keith Turner out there. And now we're ready to go.
Still didn't like this the reasoning, though.
Heron has Adams to his left. The first time we're seeing Adams, 23 carries, 119 yards, 2 TDs on the season. He takes that handoff and has a lane, but it closes quickly. Arion Ivey in on the tackle, as well as Anton Graham, a gain up to the 27. Pickup of 5. It'll be a second down and 5 for Indy.
Yeah, Graham did a good job. He's trying to get the right tackle. He's trying to push him out, and he was able to get off of him and get in on that tackle to limit the damage on that run.
Breaking out to the left is Cameron Jackson. 3 receivers over to the right side for Heron, with Adams standing to his right. Second down and 6 officially. They put King in motion across the back of the line. Heron with plenty of time. Now Nico Lemke gives chase. He takes off with it, and he runs right into Elvin Turner near the first down marker. And hearing a little slow to get up, Dalton gives him a hand, and it's going to be a pickup of five, third and one.
Yeah, he ducked his head there and might have got like a little bit of a belt rung there running into Turner. He's got to be careful running like that, because if you're ducking your head like that, you're exposing yourself to getting hit in the head or the neck.
So defensive coordinator Pete Dietz down on the sideline directing his defensive team. 11 and a half to play here in the first half. 14 zip, the Racine lead. A passing TD and a rushing touchdown in the game for the Raiders. Empty backfield for Heron with trips to the right as you take a look in at him.
Watch the draw.
Heron tried a hard count, didn't work. Looks around, still has time. Back judge hasn't started the countdown yet. Now the hand goes up. Heron is just going to take off with it, as Evan said, and Heron will have just enough for the first down to the 35-yard line, a gain of three for Heron. Young on the tackle, and it's a fresh set of downs for the Bison.
Yeah, didn't get a big carry there, but when you only need 1 yard, it's, you know, going to be pretty easy to get that first down.
10:45 and counting here in the first half. At halftime, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Evan will give you stats right away. We'll take another break and then